One Good Thing by Alexandra Potter, read by Margaret Caborn Smith. Dedicated to Elton and all the wonderful animals who change our lives for the better. Prologue. Hey, you. Remember when we were kids and used to write thank you letters? It was usually for Christmas or birthdays and we'd do our best handwriting. Well, this email is my thank you letter to you. When everything fell apart, I couldn't see a future. Leaving my old life to try to start a new one was terrifying. You know how scared I always was of taking risks. I was never as brave as you. What did you always say? That life happens at the edge of your comfort zone? Well, in the end, I took your advice. Because you know what's more terrifying? The thought of never feeling happy again. There are people with broken hearts all around us, yet I still felt so alone. But by coming here, I've learnt that it's only by losing what you love that you find what matters most. And I've discovered a secret. All you need is one good thing to turn your life around and make it worth living again. Like a smile from a stranger, a hug from a friend, or some small random act of kindness. Or an old scruffy dog with no name. Just one good thing can change the course of everything. It has the power to heal your heart, inspire courage and joy, and create true friendships that can bring a whole community together. It can even save someone's life. So anyway, thanks for the advice. I know it's not Christmas or my birthday, but when I needed it most, your words gave me the greatest gift of all. Hope. Kiss. The Seven Stages. The seven stages of grief are widely used to explain the complicated process we go through when we experience any major loss. They are based on the famous theory by psychiatrist Elizabeth Kubler-Ross. Loss can be caused by many different situations: the death of a loved one, the end of a relationship, or any big life change. Divorce, especially, represents the death of a marriage and all the hopes and dreams that went into it. And this needs a grieving process for healing. After the initial shock and disbelief, you'll begin a journey that will take you through a series of complex emotions until finally you will begin the upward turn towards acceptance, hope, and even joy. In reality, however, grief is not linear. Feelings are messy and difficult, so only use the seven stages as a general guide. Loss is universal, but it is also very personal, and everyone's journey is their own. Stage 1. WTF. Yorkshire. So, what do you think? Having finished looking around downstairs, the estate agent pushes open a stripped pine door and shows me into the master bedroom. It's an innocent enough question, but probably not the wisest one to ask a recently divorced woman. One who has made the impulsive decision to leave London and all her friends, resign from the teaching job she's held for the last 10 years, and move several hundred miles away to the Yorkshire Dales, where she knows no one. I think lots of things. Mostly that I'm still in shock. That I can't believe my marriage is over. That I haven't slept properly in months. That I'm clearly having a midlife crisis. That yesterday I looked for my keys everywhere and found them in the fridge. That I've gained 5 pounds. Oh, who am I kidding? More like 15. That I feel lost and bewildered. That I lie awake in the darkness thinking this is all a bad dream. That it's all my fault. That I love him. That I hate him. That secretly I wish I was the kind of woman who did crazy, angry, revengeful things to her cheating ex with frozen prawns and spray paint, instead of being the kind of woman who ran the iron over his shirts, folded them neatly into bin bags and left them in the garage for when he came to pick up the rest of his things. "It's very nice," I say politely, looking around the dimly lit room with its old-fashioned flowery wallpaper and faded brown carpet, darker in parts where the furniture used to be. "I think I've gone completely bonkers, and this is all a terrible mistake." A strong, fusty smell reaches my nostrils and I feel painfully homesick. Only I no longer have a home to feel sick for. It's been sold, subject to contract, as part of the divorce. The new owners, a couple with 2 young children, are due to move in the new year. My ex-husband has moved out of our home and in with his new girlfriend. His son, Will, my beloved stepson, who would spend weekends and holidays with us, has finished university.